We're talking with Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, seems like we're pretty well done with this 2015 hard red winter wheat harvest in the state.
Yes, Ron. Just based on observations and talking with elevator managers throughout the state, we do have wheat coming in locations sporadically, still in central and northern Oklahoma. But for the most part, locations are saying that we're pretty well wrapped up, with most locations along the Oklahoma-Kansas line reporting to be over 95% complete. As we get into the Panhandle region, they're not as far along, but a lot of the elevator managers out there are saying that we're 60 to 70% complete in most locations. We did have some rain in Cimarron County and lower parts of Beaver County this past week, so that has hindered harvest in those regions. But overall, it looks like the state is pretty well wrapped up.
Just seems that we have seen a lot of resourcefulness of our wheat producers and our custom cutters. When they've had the chance, they've worked hard.
This has certainly been a year for the record books as far as getting the crop out compared to what we had been dealt with over the last 6 or 7 years, just with the extreme drought conditions. No doubt we wanted the moisture. We received the moisture, and then we couldn't shut the moisture off when we needed to get in the fields. By no means did we hear producers, you know, complaining. It would have been nice if we could have maybe had a little less moisture in parts of southern Oklahoma, because it did impact test weights and quality in a lot of those regions. But looking at all the other factors of why we needed moisture for so many other reasons, we haven't heard a lot of producer complaints. But this was a crop certainly where we also did have to fight mud really from the beginning till the end. Up until last week, producers were still fighting mud in northern Oklahoma when they were getting out in the fields. And as we've moved forward, that's been one thing that has really been interesting to see, even as we've moved on up from hearing reports into Kansas and eastern Colorado. Producers have, you know, started this harvest a week behind schedule, but have really moved forward when they had the opportunity to get into the fields. And so we're just kind of glad and grateful that we've been able to get what we have this harvest.
You mentioned quality just a moment ago. I know that you folks are a little disappointed in those test weights. They just never could quite get over the hump, could we?
Based on reports that we're hearing from elevator locations, I think that we're hopeful right now. While we don't have all the data in, we're hoping that maybe we can get around a 56 to 57 average for the state. If we'd be higher than that, I would be ecstatic. We have had higher test weights in certain pockets of the state. In areas down by Frederick and Altus, we had a lot of higher test weights. And then in parts of central Oklahoma, east of 81 Highway along the Okarchee, Kingfisher Corridor over by Cashin and Reading, we had extremely high test weights. And then we also had higher test weights reported around the Helena and Goltree area. But when you get into regions up the I-35 corridor up by Blackwell, Ponca City, it really just had extreme amounts of moisture. It really did bring the test weights down in those locations. And also yields reported were much lower than what we were hoping for.
All in all, I know that one of the remarkable things, given the water that we had in May, and then that second set of rains in June, the sprout damage just never really showed up.
We're very thankful for that. We had minimal sprout damage in parts of southern and central Oklahoma. But in instances where it was maybe high on a truckload or two, other than that, we had some other instances where we might have 1%, 2% damage that was being reported. But elevator managers feeling that they could work through those issues. That's not to say that there wasn't wheat in the field that probably had more sprout damage, but in those instances, producers just decided that they weren't going to harvest those fields because test weights were going to be so low and yields were going to be so low, so they turned that into insurance. Based at the beginning of the season, USDA had Oklahoma estimated at 4.1 million acres to be harvested. Their acreage report this week shows that they have knocked that back down to 3.7 million acres. I think we're probably right on track for that for the state. I think our yields might be a little bit lower. I've been hoping all along that we maybe hit that 100 million bushel mark. I'm still hoping that we can do that, but if not, we might be slightly lower than that.
One other area, Mike, I know that we watched with a lot of interest. This was a year that it shows there is value to going ahead and pulling the trigger on fungicide. It seems like the folks that did are pretty glad they did.
Just based on what we've been hearing from people who did put fungicide applications down, we did see a lot of increases in yield, anywhere from maybe 8 to 10 bushels an acre, based on what we had reports on from just producers. You know, as we were going into this harvest, we still were in a drought. We didn't receive rains, you know, until mid-April in a lot of locations. And in particularly northwest Oklahoma, it was extremely dry. And so when producers were making those options, were weighing those options as to how much more they should put in the crop, things just didn't really look very good. There were producers that went ahead and on some of their better looking fields did put the fungicide applications on, and then based on the moisture that was received and the cooler weather that allowed us to have great grain field weather, it certainly paid off in the end. Again, though, those are options that producers have to weigh. But then also looking at the intensive management variety trials versus just the standard, especially down at Chickasha, you can see no doubt that the fungicide applications this year no doubt paid off.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.